Yesterday's inaugural All-Star Mile could not have gone any better to script. The Tassie filly Mystic Journey recording a dominant win. David Wishaw, he's involved in the breeding story of this wonderful filly, joins us on Talking Horses this morning. We spoke to David a couple of weeks ago after she won the Guineas. David, how are you this morning?
Morning, Joe. I guess I pulled up a little bit scratchy this morning, but still on cloud nine.
I bet you are. How good a win was it?
Oh, she was just emphatic. We're just still pinching ourselves. She travelled through wide without any cover, and I'm just in awe of her and what she's doing for Tassie breeding and Tassie racing. I still really can't believe how well she put them to the sword, with the run she had.
How was the day itself?
I guess, for us as a family, it was a very big day. I was lucky enough to have my mother and brother and sister and my wife all on track, along with a heap of my mates that came over to celebrate my birthday. So for us, it was a day with much anticipation. We were lucky enough to have hell of a streak running in the race before. So to have a couple of runners off the farm, out of Tassie, both run so well and do us so proud. It was just a phenomenal day. One I'm sure I'll never forget.
Happy birthday, by the way. That's today, right?
Yeah, it is. Thanks,
I mean, this story is just so fantastic for Tassie racing, for your family.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it so special on so many levels. I was lucky enough to go out for dinner with Adam Trinder and Wayne Roser and Janine and the crew last night, and I was just saying to Wayne, I just feel so humbled to be just a small part of this story, and I feel so blessed for Adam. He's got a father that's going through some health issues at the moment, and I'm just so glad for Adam that he's a third generation trainer, that his family's still alive to witness it. And I guess I'm so blessed that my mum's still around to witness this, because out of Tassie there's such a small horse population down there. We rarely get to run on the big stage in on the mainland, and I just think the whole of Tassie would be so proud of this little filly.
And I think the whole of Australia really has got behind this filly and this story. I think her winning the race yesterday, and I said it myself on social media, is just the tonic Australian racing needs right now.
Yeah, it does. This game, as I'm sure you know so well, is full of highs and lows. And I guess we've had some real lows in the media of late, and Winx has been our shining light. But I just think even more people can relate to this filly than Winx. It is a story out of the smallest state, and the story of an underdog, I guess, in a lot of regards. And it is the perfect tonic, not just for us as a state down in Tassie, but nationally to drag us through some of these dark days.
Yeah. Tasmanian racing, what, in your view, does all of this do now for your state, which you're so passionate about?
I really don't know. I guess I need to process it and have a long, hard think. It's definitely going to help our economy in the short term. We race around for $10 million a year in total prize money. So for Mystic Journey to be racing around for $5 million yesterday and be lucky enough to take the chocolates, is obviously going to be a huge financial boost to the industry in the short term. In the long term, I don't know. I think it now gives us some ammunition to go to the government and say, look, our industry is special. We are doing some wonderful things down here, but they need to put their hands in their pockets and continue to pour some money into stakes. As I spoke about it, and I won't, harp on about it, but a fortnight ago when we spoke, our stakes are falling further and further behind, the other major racing states in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. And unless we do something, I don't know where our industry goes, but we're dreamers and they do come true. And I really hope that the whole of Tasmania gets behind this horse now, and the local government realises that racing isn't a bad portfolio. It's a wonderful portfolio that gives so much back to the community, employs so many people, and they take the time to come out to studs like ours. They can see how loved the animals are and what a life we do give them. And I think they can realise that the racing portfolio is not so bad, and hopefully the do-gooders and greenies can start to shut their mouths a bit.
For you as a family in Armidale Stud, this is pivotal as well. You rolled the dice by investing in a stallion after a hiatus from stallions for a number of years. In her sire, Needs Further. Take us back to that story and how it all happened.
Yeah, I guess it really culminated with after the death of my father and then our local Labor government sold the tote. Our industry really plummeted into a really dark hole where we really lacked confidence as an industry. Broodmare numbers had shrunk so much in Tassie that my mum was convinced there was no future standing stallions. So we hadn't invested in another one. We'd had a lot of round table meetings as a family, between my mother and my brother and my sister, they all thought we should get out of standing stallions and just run 5 or 10 broodmares and be a little boutique broodmare farm. I guess I had a burning passion under that to give it a crack. I felt it would be very remiss of me not to try, and I guess I probably lacked the confidence for a few years, but we had so many stallions put under our nose. We'd be getting off with one a fortnight, mainly tried stallions that have failed in other states. And I kept saying to them, if they've failed in New South Wales or they've failed in Victoria or they've failed in New Zealand on good mares, why the hell are they going to be able to do a good job in Tassie with small numbers of rubbish mares or poorer quality mares? So I guess, yeah, we did. We rolled the dice, the decision probably sat on my shoulders, but I was very lucky to have great support from my family. I think at times, and they said it yesterday, we told you you're a fool, and we told you to get out of doing this, it was going to kill you. But it definitely didn't kill us yesterday, that's for sure.
You must really feel quite unbelievable at the moment. There's some sort of divine intervention, perhaps, as funny as it is to say, in all of this as well. And, three generations of the Wishaw family, pouring their heart and soul, as you've said yourself, into Armidale Stud. A result like yesterday makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And I hope the generations before us can be watching it somewhere. Because we're just a small family-run business and we're all operating right at the coalface. We don't sit in an office with rose-coloured glasses. The reality is we're hands-on day in, day out. And like all studs, we've had a hardship and days like yesterday make it worthwhile. They really do, and they'll continue. That day will continue to push us to get out of bed through the tough times, and I hope it's inspiration for a few other studs and breeders as well, because it's just lovely of late. There's a couple of Queensland studs that are doing a great job as well, and I feel so thrilled for them, because I know how hard it is to get a stallion, and I know how hard it is to make a stallion. We were going through some of the big stud farms in New South Wales last night at dinner saying, look how many stallions I've gone through in the last 10 years. And they, the moment they don't look like they're making the grade, they move them on. And we're just blessed to have taken a chance and got a bit of luck, I think.
Yeah. And so what do you think the future holds then for Needs Further? I know putting you on the spot this morning, still in the wake of the glory of the win yesterday, but no doubt after the filly won the Guineas, you've had some major stud farms expressing interest in him. That's a conversation you're going to have to visit pretty soon ahead of the upcoming stud season. Do you think you'll keep him in Tasmania, or are you still completely undecided?
Yeah, look, completely undecided, Joe. My heart lies 100% in Tassie and at home, and I think my family's worked for generations to have a stallion like this. I guess our last stallion that really, really put us on the map nationally was St Breville's back in the 80s. He obviously sired Citizen, that won a Caulfield Cup and a Queen Elizabeth and ran in a Cox, second in a Cox Plate. But the industry was far less polarised back then, and there was far more mares in Tassie. So I guess it's been nearly 30 years since we've had a stallion of his calibre. So my heart and of hearts says I'd love to see him stay at Tassie, and I'd love to see truckloads of mares come down to him. We've been lucky enough to have some investors in the stallion that have supported us through those dark times. So it'll be very much sitting down with those investors and saying, we want to do the right thing by you. You've done the right thing by us. We'd love to see him stay in Tassie. But if at the end of the day, the figures are too big and the draw is too big, he may end up going to Victoria or New South Wales. As I said, there's definitely been some stud farms with some very deep pockets expressing interest. I think the long and the short of it is I promised Needs Further that he'd have a home at Armidale for life. So if he does go somewhere, he'll always come back to us when his days as a stallion are done. Yeah, he's been very, very good to us as a family.
Yeah, he sure has. And your mum, Robin, she was on track yesterday, which is fantastic. How's she taken it all in?
Yeah, she was just overwhelmed yesterday, as I was. We were both lucky enough to have some of our close friends around us, and I felt for her when she missed out being on the track Guinea's Day. So, I think, like me, she's pinching herself. Like me, she would love my father and my grandfather to be watching it. And she's immensely proud, as she should be, because a lot of people thought that the stud would never keep going when my father passed away. And really, it was solely because of her drive and determination that it did. So she should be very proud.
Yeah. It's a wonderful story, David. All of us were just so happy to see the filly cross the line. And in the manner in which she did yesterday, it couldn't have been a better outcome. As they say, some things do go according to script in this sport of racing. And that will be a day that we'll all forever savour. And what a great concept the All-Star Mile is as well. And probably the perfect outcome, isn't it? Because she has very quickly become the people's horse, and this is the people's race.
Yeah, I agree. I've obviously listened to a bit of media around the All-Star Mile and it's had a lot of criticism, which I can concur with some of it, but also strongly disagree with a lot of it. I see that Racing New South Wales and Racing Victoria have sort of gone head-to-head with this autumn racing, and I'd much prefer the concept of the All-Star Mile than the Everest. The reality is the Everest is the rich in this game, probably getting richer. And the fact that a small battler from somewhere like Tassie would just never have a chance of being able to afford a slot unless someone with a fat wallet came around and tapped them on the shoulder. So I love the concept of re-engaging people. I love the concept of getting people behind horses. I'm sure with a bit of fine-tuning, we'll all be saying in 5 years, this is an outstanding race, this is an outstanding concept. We're getting great fields and we're getting people involved in racing that wouldn't otherwise be. I was lucky enough to meet Wayne, the ambassador, yesterday. He was just beside himself. There was people getting around the races in red and white behind Mystic Journey. It really was overwhelming how good a job Racing Victoria did for the first running of this race. I just think they did an outstanding job. They should be commended. I agree that more money needs to be tipped into base stakes. That really is the lifeblood of the industry. But as an industry, we've got to continue to think outside of the square. We've got to look at sports like cricket. We've brought in the 2020 cricket and really change that sport. Now, I'm a real purist, and I don't want to get rid of, my favourite race in the world is the Cox Plate. You don't go changing things like that. But bringing in new initiatives like this All-Star Mile, I think, are actually the way forward and are a way of getting new people into racing. So I couldn't commend Racing Victoria enough. And like you, I think that was the perfect fairy tale to start, to be the first winner, to be the first horse that's won the All-Star Mile is the people's horse. And I really hope she can continue to be that, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that's in awe of her.
Yeah. No, well said, David. And you're a fantastic ambassador, especially for Tasmanian racing. So passionate and so articulate. So as for Mystic Journey now, where does she go? What's the likely plan, or is that something that will be discussed in the coming days?
Yeah, well, I guess I've got no control over her immediate plan, but I'll obviously follow with absolute great interest and pride. My understanding, without taking any of Adam's limelight, and I definitely wouldn't want to interfere there at all, but my understanding is that she will go to the paddock now for a spell and be owned at the Cox Plate in the spring. But, you know, obviously racing's a moving feast, and we'll see how she pulls up. But geez, the way she ran through the line yesterday, I'm excited about that 2040 at Moonee Valley.
I bet you are. It's your favourite race, as you said as well. How amazing if she could go on and win that.
Yeah.
Well, David, thank you for your time this morning in the wake of what I know would have been amazing celebrations last night. And they'll no doubt continue today, as it is your birthday. So I hope you enjoy a lovely long lunch somewhere.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks so much for covering this and giving Tassie some exposure.
My absolute pleasure. That's David Wishaw from Armidale Stud in Tasmania. What a great result for the Apple Isle yesterday. Mystic Journey winning the inaugural All-Star Mile. Armidale, of course, stands. The stallion needs further the sire of this wonderful filly.